Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty has accused Taoiseach Leo Varadkar of changing his story over the leaking of a GP contract in 2019 when he was Taoiseach. Emails obtained by Sinn Féin under Freedom of Information show Department of Health officials had concerns about releasing the document because it wasn't finalised. Mr Varadkar shared the contract with Dr Matthew O'Toole, who was head of a GP organisation set up to rival the Irish Medical Organisation, which was in negotiations at the time with the government. Mr Varadkar subsequently made a statement outlining dates on which he obtained the document, and he apologised to the Dáil for releasing it to Dr O'Toole. Well, during leaders' questions in the Dáil this afternoon, the Taoiseach responded to Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, Piers Doherty, on how he obtained the document.
These are the facts, and I'm happy to restate them again. I gave the copy of the agreement. It's not actually a contract, it's an agreement about a contract. But I gave a copy of that agreement to Dr O'Toole, who was president of the NAGP at the time. I shouldn't have. I counted the Dáil for it last November. I've apologised for it. I acted on my own judgment. And nobody is responsible for this other than me. No officials, no advisors, not Minister Harris. And I'm sorry that I brought them into this in any way. What you're trying to do today is trying to reheat an old political controversy, largely just going back over old ground.
Mr. Varadkar then went on to clarify what happened.
The document that I gave Dr. O'Toole was the April 3rd version. I got it from the Department of Health, asked Minister Harris for a version of it. He gave it to me. I didn't retain that. I then asked my advisor, my special advisor who looked after health issues for me, to go and get a copy of it again. She already had a copy. That's the copy that I gave Dr. O'Toole. We released that on FOI already. You have that. You know the differences that are between that document and the final document that was published. You went to the trouble last November of counting them. So there's no dispute then or now that there were differences, but there were minor ones. In the words of the health officials in those same emails that you mentioned, language and presentation has to be tied up. There may be minor additions. It hasn't been fully signed off, and we need to agree a date with the IMO for publication. And those are totally prudent things. There's nothing in those emails saying it was commercially sensitive or that it was secret. Had those changes been substantive, as I said in November, they would have had to go back to Cabinet. It didn't go back to Cabinet. All the salient details were out there in the public domain. We had a public launch about it, which Minister Harris and I attended. The IMO issued a detailed statement with the financials and the costings and anything that was of a commercially sensitive nature. There was a government memo for information that said that engagement had concluded.
Taoiseach Leo Varadkar speaking in the Dáil a little earlier. We talk now to Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty. Very good afternoon to you, Deputy. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
The Taoiseach we know back in November made a very detailed statement and answered questions on all of this. He's been questioned again by you about it today. And you're saying that he's now changed his story. What's the basis for that allegation?
Yeah, well, look, we've received documents. We've received them 2 months after they were requested, 4 requests from the leader of our party, numerous requests verbally on the floor of the Dáil. The Health Committee were requesting them on numerous occasions, and it's now clear why these documents were withheld for over 2 months, because they do leave the Taoiseach's defence of leaking this confidential contract in tatters. Today, when it was pointed out to him that there is absolutely no record of him getting or requesting the document from the Department of Health, he changed his story and suggested that his PA had a copy all along, when I pointed out that that is completely at odds with what he has put in the public record before now in the Dáil on the 3rd of November. He changed his story again and said, well, it was actually all done verbally. The reality is, as we are receiving information either through Freedom of Information or from the Department, the Minister, the Taoiseach, is changing his story, because the reality of this was a real stroke. These documents now clearly show that.
Let's just focus on that charge, because you on the 3rd of November, when this issue was dealt with in the Dáil, you, and I'm quoting you here, you asked him who in the Department of Health provided the Taoiseach with the copy. Deputy Leo Varadkar replies, I requested a second copy through my advisor. I have an advisor who covered health issues for me when I was Taoiseach. She got the second copy from the Department of Health. Today he said he got the copy from her. That's the source of the document. So how has the story changed?
Because he said on the 3rd of November that on the 10th of April 2019, one day after Matthew O'Toole asking for this document, that he asked his advisor to get this from the Department of Health. Today he said his advisor had it all along. He was further questioned back in November about the advisor, whether the advisor had read the document. He says no, his PA doesn't normally read the document. Now he's claiming that it was the PA's document. The reason he has changed his story is because we are able to prove that there is no communication between the Department of Health and his office either way in relation to supply in this document.
Because it was requested verbally.
Well, it was requested verbally, and it would also have to be printed out by the Department of Health and then hand-delivered across the city to the Taoiseach, which is just bizarre. Now, we know from the Minister of Finance, who was requesting the document during the same period that Leo Varadkar leaked this document to his friend, there are numerous emails going forward and backwards in relation to requesting it and why he wasn't being provided for it. When it was eventually provided to him, it was done by email, which is the normal way that you do these things. Right. The reason this is significant is because Leo Varadkar has already deleted the communication from Matthew O'Toole requesting it. He hasn't deleted all the communication from Matthew O'Toole. The earlier messages are still on his phone, but he deleted them.
But the point he also makes today is that at the point that this document was released, and he has apologised to Doyle for this, he says it shouldn't have happened, but he says it was also at a point where it didn't have to go back to the Cabinet for approval. There had been a public launch. A government memo had said that engagement had been concluded, and it was reasonable, he says, for me to believe that that was the case. He even says that our own Fergal Barris here was at this point tweeting details of the agreement. So it was far from confidential.
Well, look, RTÉ has the freedom of information because we've provided them a number of days ago, so you can see the documents very clearly. This document was supplied and it's stated clearly, not just on the 3rd of April, but right through the process, that it was confidential. Indeed, there was a warning issued to the Minister for Finance or Minister for Health on the 25th of April, 10 days after Leo Varadkar leaked this document to the rival organisation, saying that the publication of this document unilaterally would be a serious breach of trust. It is also stated clearly throughout all of these emails about the confidentiality, the negotiations that were ongoing, need to allow the IMO to actually deal with their members in the way that
they had a press conference to announce the deal.
But not all of the deal was announced. And the reason was, and if you look at the conversations that happened within the NAGP, the rival organisation of the IMO, which was not party to these discussions, wanted this contract. They got it through a friend of Leo Varadkar's, the president of the organisation. What did they want to do with it? We know that from the discussions. They wanted to leak this document. They wanted to publish it in advance of the IMO's annual conference. We know now that the senior peoples in the Department of Health believe that that could actually be detrimental to actually getting the IMO to sign up to this €210 million contract. It didn't happen because the NAGP was such a dysfunctional organisation that leaking this document,
nothing happened. It made no difference.
No, the reason it didn't happen is because the IMO, the NAGP self-imploded within days of Leo Varadkar leaking the document.
Okay,
that happened at this point in time, because actually providing that document to the NAGP could have seriously jeopardised this contract.
Pearse Doherty, we leave it there. Thanks very much indeed for talking to us.